What is going on, life fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives and Make Money on the Internet podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how there is freedom in commitment. Now, this conversation is coming because I think that too many of you are counting the fucking cost of what it takes to be successful. You're looking at how many times you posted on social media this week, wondering why you haven't gone viral. You're wondering how long it's going to be before you're actually a full-time successful online coach. You're thinking about all the fucking work that you need to put in order to be successful. And the work is so daunting that it causes you not to take any action and you procrastinate and stay in the same fucking place. How many of you guys resonate with that? And so the idea that there's freedom in commitment is this, like, whenever people ask me, they're like, yo, B, why do you wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning every day? Like, why do you do that? I'm like, why would you not? Like, for me, I know that if I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I know that I'm going to get a little bit of an advantage on everybody else. And like, if that means I need to sacrifice a little bit of my sleep to get a little bit further ahead of everybody else, I'm going to do that. It's like the reason that I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I don't think twice about it is because I know the goals, dreams, and aspirations that I have for my life. And I see them so fucking clearly in my mind. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And I'm willing to pay whatever the price in order to get there. And sometimes that means getting up fucking earlier. And I think that a lot of people struggle with this mentality because so many people are afraid of failure, right? And so the idea of commitment, what are we committing? Like, what does commitment mean? For me, the idea of commitment is like, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And so if I say that I want to be an online coach that makes $10,000 a month, I've committed to that outcome and I'm willing to pay whatever the price. That is the idea of commitment. Now, people have a hard time with commitment because, let's be honest, a lot of people have quote unquote commitment issues. Let me know if you resonate with that. You got commitment issues. You got commitment issues with your fucking spouse. You got commitment issues with your fucking self. You definitely got commitment issues with your fucking goals, right? And so we want all these things. We want to be successful. We want to go viral on social media. We want to make more money. We want to be able to grow our team, hit $50,000 a month, whatever the fuck it is. We want these things, but we're afraid of failure. And so as a result of the fear of like, what happens if I fail? We never fully commit to achieving the goal. And here's what that gives us, right? And this is why people do it. This is why you don't commit, is when you don't commit to the goal and you don't go all in, when you fall short, you can literally be like, well, it was just me, man. I just wasn't putting in the fucking work. And I know for a fact you said that. It's not you, man. It's definitely me. It's definitely me. I haven't been showing up. I haven't been fucking, it's not you. It's me. It's like, the reason I'm not successful is I just get in my own way. That's such a bullshit excuse. The reason you keep getting in your own way is you're afraid of failure. You're afraid of getting rejected. You're afraid of putting every fucking ounce of your soul into one mission, into one direction, into one fucking like goal or destination, and then having all of your efforts fall short. Because what happens if you go all in towards the thing that you want and you're still not good enough? That's like the ultimate form of rejection. And a lot of people don't like themselves and they're not able to deal with that. They're not able to consider the idea that they might fail if they go after the things that they want. And so everybody uses the excuse, you know, I get in my own way sometimes. I really get in my own way sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like in my own way. I'm my own worst enemy, which is just a giant label that you give yourself, which becomes the biggest excuse on the fucking planet to procrastinate and not step into your full power, period. Like, there is freedom in commitment. And my definition of commitment is, if I say I'm gonna do something, if I say I'm gonna hit $10,000 a month, if I say I'm gonna win my fitness competition, if I say I'm gonna buy a fucking Lamborghini, if I say I'm gonna own a gym, if I say I'm gonna hit $1 million in a month, whatever it is, if I say I'm gonna do it, I literally will pay whatever price necessary in order to achieve it. There's freedom in that. Because I am not worried about the cost of acquisition. I'm not worried about what it takes. I'm not fucking bitching that I have to pay $100,000 for the mentor that's gonna help me get there. Cause I'm like, whatever the fucking cost, whatever it takes. I'm not bitching and moaning that my tax bill is $500,000 to $1 million a year because of my income. Because I'm like, whatever the fucking cost, I'll pay whatever the price. It's like, I'm not concerned about all of the things that I need to go through and all the adversity and all the pain that I need to endure in order for me to hit my goals, because I know I'm willing to pay whatever price necessary for me to achieve my dreams. Like, there's freedom in that. where you no longer have to consider the cost of acquisition, where you're no longer counting the fucking reps, where you're no longer asking yourself, how long do I have to keep going at this pace? I don't know if I can sustain this pace. I don't know if I can keep this up. It's a weak mentality. It's like, this is like the definition of complacency, right? People do this shit all the fucking time. Is they get to a certain level in their fucking business, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, thank God I can relax now. And then you just fucking relax. You take your foot off the gas. Your business slows down a little bit. And when your business slows down, you go into fucking panic and you realize you're about to fucking, you know, go bankrupt. So you're like, shit, I should probably commit again. And then you commit and you go all in for a certain period of time until you get to a certain level. And then you fucking take your foot off the gas because you're afraid that you won't be able to sustain it. And so you give yourself the excuse that you get in your own way and you start doing dumb shit like that takes you away from your goals, that distracts you from your purpose. But there's freedom in the idea that I'm going to fully commit to my dreams. There's freedom in the idea that I will pay whatever the price is necessary. There's freedom in the concept that I don't count the fucking cost. That is the mentality. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. I truly, like, one of the things that I committed to do over the course of the last few years is, like, when I first started my fitness business, you guys, like, I wish I could fucking show you, okay? Because I can talk about the stories, but I can't show you. I lived in a trailer park on my grandmother's couch. I got my car repossessed. I was fucking just recovered from an addiction, and I was literally at rock bottom, and I owed a drug dealer $10,000. That was fucking my starting point, rock bottom. And from that, I was able to fucking climb out of hell, climb out of the hole that I fucking created for myself and start to see a little bit of success in my fitness journey and then a little bit of success in my business. And then I got a restaurant manager salary position. And then I just started fucking climbing this ladder of success. And I wish I had a fucking camera to show you guys where I came from to where I'm at now, because when I look at my life right now, it blows my fucking mind, dude. Like when I drive my fucking car, my Lamborghini, that's my dream car, every fucking day, I'm like, holy shit. Like, I literally created this. This was a life that I dreamed about fucking 11 years ago. And I'm living in that dream right now. Like, that's fucking wild. And so I'm like, I wish I could go back in time and record the process for you. But there's still elements of my life that I'm building right now that you guys can see. And when I say there's freedom and commitment, I want you guys to understand that, like, I also play that fucking game. Like, I'm posting twice a day, every day on social media. I never miss. Somebody DM me the other day. They're like, how do you post twice a day, every day on social media and not miss? I'm like, I don't fucking consider an alternative. Like, that's the fucking price of admission for me. And like, sure, you can build a business without posting on social media twice per day. That's completely fine. I respect that. I'm trying to take the fuck over. And so if social media is free and I can post twice a day to take the fuck over and become the best in the game, why would I not do that? It's like, that's the price of admission. If I look at my fucking YouTube channel, you guys, like, on my YouTube channel, I did a vlog. And so I was like, I was trying to follow the Jake Paul / fucking Christian Guzman / all these fucking guys when they first started. They did a vlog every single day for 365 days and they never fucking missed. I was like, I'm going to do that. So I did a vlog every single day for 365 days. I never missed. Dude, I have like 1,800 fucking videos on my YouTube channel. But I have 5,800 subscribers. But dude, like, my goal is to get to 10,000 YouTube subscribers. I've had that goal for the last like 2.5 years. And like, I don't count how many fucking videos are on my channel. I don't count the cost. I'm not, every time I film a video, I'm like, why am I not fucking popping off yet? Like, why am I not popping off yet? I just know that if I just keep putting in the fucking work and I just keep showing the fuck up and I never fucking give up and I never fucking quit, eventually I will hit my goal of 10,000 YouTube subscribers and then I'll set the next goal. And like, there's freedom in that, because if every single time I posted a YouTube video, I was like, why is this not going viral yet? Like, why am I not getting paid yet? Like, if I just had that mentality, I would never want to do a fucking YouTube video, because every time I would do it, I would just be discouraged about the fact that I'm not getting the result that I want. And that seems like it makes so much sense, but that's why you're not growing in your business right now, is because you are counting the cost and you're counting the reps and you're paying attention to the little details on the fucking journey, right? It's like, it would be like your goal is to, let's say you're an MMA fighter, your goal is to win your MMA fight, and there was one bad sparring session that you had, and then you fucking go home and you're like, I'm such a shitty fucking fighter. I never want to fight again because I had such a bad sparring session. It's funny that we say that, but we do that all the time with our coaching business. Like if a challenge doesn't go our way, we're like, fuck, like I just ran this 14-day challenge and nobody bought. I'm a fucking loser. Or if we get on 3 sales calls and everybody says no, you're like, everybody said no to me. Like my business is falling apart. Like fucking woe is me. And we start counting the individual reps. Or maybe we've been posting on social media for 30 days and nothing's hitting. Maybe it's been 3 months and we're like, oh, I've been posting for 3 months and nothing's hitting. Like woe is me. Like what the fuck? And then we get discouraged because we haven't fully committed to the process. But when you fully commit, it's just a part of the game. Like losing is just a part of the game. And for those of you guys, we talked about how I feel like people are afraid of commitment because they're afraid of failure. They're afraid of getting rejected. But when you embrace it as a part of the journey, you understand that like if you want to be successful, you're going to fucking fail. It's going to happen. It's like, that's like one of the pieces of admission is that failure is a part of the process. And so when you fully commit to something and you say, I'm going to hit $10,000 a month, I'm fucking coming for it. I'm doing it. It's going to be like June 30th, 2024, I'm fucking coming. And when you actually say that, not just with your words, but with your actions, and you start acting like a coach that makes $10,000 a month, posting twice a day, sending your 20 to 50 DMs a day, fucking studying the course, showing up to every single coaching call, asking fucking questions, being consistent, being resilient, being fucking disciplined. When you fully commit to the process, and then you get to June 30th, and all of a sudden you're at 8,000, you're fucking failed, technically, but there's freedom and commitment. And so if you failed, which you might, then you're just like, okay, I'm fucking hitting it in July then. And then maybe in July, you go all fucking in. You like turn over all the rocks. You like figure out what was missing. And maybe you fail in fucking July too. You failed fucking 2 months in a row. Shit. Then there's freedom and commitment. You're like, I don't give a shit how long it takes. I'm fucking hitting 10K. Boom. August is your $10,000 month. Here's what happens with most people though. Most of you never even set the fucking target of hitting 10K because you don't see yourself doing it. You don't see yourself as the person that's capable of it. You don't see yourself as worthy or deserving of it. Or you're afraid that if you fully commit and you fall short that you're not going to fucking hit it. When the reality of the situation is if you just embrace the fact that you won't fucking hit it when you commit for the first time, you're going to fucking fail. You're going to fall flat on your face. It's a part of the process. When you embrace that, you'll be willing to start putting in the fucking reps. And then you can drop the excuse of like, I'm just in my own way. I just get in my own way. If you are the type of person that says, I get in my own way, that is like also just fucking put a giant stamp on your face that says like master procrastinator. And if that's an identity that you want to associate with, somebody that procrastinates taking action on their goals and dreams, somebody that's literally holding their gift of like impacting the world back, somebody that's not taking care of their family, their community, their environment, their fucking kids that are looking up to them. And if you're a parent, this is like fucking hard hitting. If you're a parent and you actually use the excuse, I get in my own way, you're infecting your kids with your disease, bro. That's a problem for me. I don't want my daughter to look at somebody else as a fucking role model of like how to be successful. I want my daughter to look at me as a role model for how to be successful. I want my daughter to see my actions and me going after my goals and my dreams with this like relentless fucking passion that can't be stopped. I don't want my daughter to look up to somebody else. And there's freedom and commitment when you're like, I'm willing to fucking go all the way in and I will burn the boats and I will like destroy any obstacle that gets in my path. Dude, that's like another beast. That's another level. That's a person that can't be stopped. There's freedom in commitment. It's time to fucking commit. And don't just say it with your words, because words by themselves, although they're the starting point of success, are fucking meaningless if you don't take any action. So like say it and then commit to it and then start taking the actions that are associated with whatever that commitment is. And I promise you, if you can do that today and then you wake up and you do it tomorrow and you do that for enough consecutive days, eventually you will get success, period. That's how serious it is, okay? Cool. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to work with me and my team to help you guys scale your fitness business to $10,000 a month, send me a DM on Instagram with the word 10K and I'll reach out to you, see if I can help. Peace, love, and protein. Talk to you guys in the next fucking episode. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark. for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.